What's up, guys? Welcome back to 30 New Things. That's what I would sound like if I was a YouTuber from 2010. But I'm not. Hey, hello, how are you? How's it going? This is 30 New Things. Welcome in. Or welcome back if you've listened to my previous episodes, which I recommend, okay? Sometimes I reference things that I talked about in previous episodes. Plus, like, you get to hear the progression of me getting slightly better at this every time. Just slightly. Just a little bit. I think. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting better at this. This is 30 New Things. I'm Katie. And so, yeah, I know I didn't upload yesterday. I think I might have bitten off more than I could chew with trying to record every day. I'm doing every other day. I'm going to try to do like every other day now for the 30 days. And I'll just talk about something I did the day before and that day. Because that's a lot. And yesterday I didn't want to do too much. I didn't want it to be bad. I didn't want to record and have it be not as good. So I wanted to wait until I had more time to think about what I wanted to talk about and make it really good. So I'll be uploading every other day, and then they'll just be a little bit longer. Man, it's so weird to think about. It wasn't that long ago, but the beginning of the pandemic. Like, why did everybody buy up all the toilet paper? Do you remember that? When, like, there would be lines out to the street to get into Costco. And everyone would be, like, coming out, like, with carts full of toilet paper. And it was, like, only two packs per family. And they had to, some places, like, had to put limits on it. That was so weird. Why did we do that? I didn't. I'm not included in the we. I just mean we as in America. Why do we do that? It was like a trophy to get a pack of toilet paper. You'd be walking out of the store like with your trophy. And everyone's like, oh, look at him. He got toilet paper. Like he's carrying a WWE belt or something. Like walking out like, yeah, I'm a man. Why toilet paper? None of the symptoms of COVID were toilet paper related, I don't think. Right? A cough, a headache, body aches. What are we going to do if the, heaven forbid, the next pandemic virus causes things you need toilet paper for? Man. Today's new thing, I haven't done it yet, but I'm going to go to Ulta, which I've never been to Ulta. Usually I shop at Sephora, but I thought, why not try a new thing? So I'm going to go there. And I'm going to buy something I've never tried before. I'm going to buy some self-tanner. The kind that's like the foam, and then you rub it on with the little mitt. I'm going to try it. And then tonight we're going to go see Cruella in the actual movie theater. I'm so excited. I've been to the theater a few times during the pandemic. Had to keep my mask on. And, like, there was nobody else in the theater, except maybe, like, three other people. Super weird and kind of sad. So I'm excited to go tonight. Also because it's really hot. So I'm excited to, like, be in the air conditioning and just chill and watch a movie. Literally chill. Haha. So I haven't done it yet. But the day is still young. The day is... It's... the day is, a man in his 60s who still looks young for his age, doesn't have any hip or knee problems yet. He's still got a lot of life left in him. Not quite young, but not going away yet. Not old yet. I don't know what I'm saying. I feel good today. Feeling good. Feeling happy, healthy. I hope you are. Usually in the summer, my skin breaks out a lot more, but I've gone almost caveman on my skin, which means basically I cut down a lot of the skin products I was using, and, well, going full caveman would be just washing your face with water and that's it, which I do that sometimes. If I don't have a lot of makeup on, I'll take my makeup off, and then I'll just rinse my face with, like, cool water, and then I'll moisturize. I've been doing that, and it's been working out for me. Not doing too much. I use African black soap body wash in the shower. But if I, like, didn't sweat a whole lot, I'll just rinse off with water and, like, a tiny bit of soap. And then I'll moisturize. And my skin's been pretty happy lately, surprisingly. I've also been drinking a ton of water because it's so hot. So, you know, if you're finding yourself not sure what to do about your skin, try cutting down on the stuff you're doing. You know, don't fuss too much over it. And on that note, you know, something else you could try or at least think about, just editing your daily routines in general. So what I mean by that, as you go through your day, you know, think about the things that you do every day, your routines. And maybe take a look at editing them. Is there something that you do every day that you just feel like it takes too long, or that you want to put more time into? Maybe you shower at night, but maybe you like to start showering in the morning, because when you shower, you find that you're able to clear your mind, and maybe it'll give you a fresh start on the day. Do you always do the same eyeshadow, you know, that takes so long? Maybe you can just cut it down a little bit, or maybe you can spend more time on it if you want it to be better. Do you pack your lunch in the morning and find that it's making you late to get where you need to go? Maybe you could pack your lunch at night. You know, maybe if you're running out of time in the end of the day to make dinner, maybe you do a little bit of prep work in the morning for dinner that night. You know, just kind of take a day and go through and really think about the things that you do every day, and think about what's serving you and what's not serving you. What do you need to cut out? Or what do you want to put more time into that's going to make you happy? Happier. Because you're already happy, I hope. I just think taking control of your everyday like that can put you closer to the goals and closer to the things that you want, where you want to be at. You know, it's small daily changes that can get you to where you want to be in life. You know, if you want to be a better actor, maybe you take 5 minutes every day to look in the mirror and practice facial expressions, or practice, you know, doing a monologue, a short monologue, or I don't know. I'm not, you know, whatever it is, whatever you want to be better at. How can you incorporate something into your daily routine that'll get you better at that in the long run? You know, you want to be a better friend. Take 5 minutes every day to write a nice text to someone you love. You want to be a better pet mom. You know, take some time away from something that you don't want to be doing as much. You want to spend less time on your phone. Try to mindfully take some time away from being on your phone and hang out with your pets and really spend some quality time with them. I think it can really help you feel like you're more in control of your day and not like, oh, the day's just slipped away. Where's the time gone? Because then at the end of the day, you can say, I did everything I wanted to today, and now I can relax. And that just feels good. Knowing that you took control of your day and you're working towards something you care about and something you want to be good at. Something that means something to you, that matters to you, or doesn't matter to you. Today's word of the day is bumptious. Bumptious, B-U-M-P-T-I-O-U-S. It is an adjective, and it means presumptuously, obtusely, and often noisily self-assertive or obtrusive. That sounds like when someone mansplains. There's your new, when someone's mansplaining, just say, you're being so bumptious. Or maybe it could be like, you're being bumpy. And it's like, Katie, stop trying to make bumpy happen. It's not going to happen. But it is. Bumptious. Try it out. Try to sneak it in. See if you can. If you do it, gold star. Did anybody do my tongue twister from the last word of the day? I doubt it. Because I still haven't been able to say the CDC lifted mask restrictions. Oh my god, did I do it? The CDC lifted mask restrictions. Nope. Oh, I thought I had it. Oh, man. Well, thanks for listening. You can follow me. You can follow me. Don't do that. I don't know what that means, but don't do it. You can follow me on Instagram at 30 New Things Podcast. 30 New Things Podcast. Check it out. And yeah, try something new. Try a new word. Try a new beauty routine, beauty product. Try a new movie. Watch a new movie you've never seen before. Do something great. Do something special. Make yourself feel good. Because it feels good to put yourself out of your comfort zone. Try a new eyeliner color, maybe. Or a new makeup technique. Or a new skincare product. Or remove a skincare product. Just switch it up. See what happens. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.